Why do we discuss some things on voice instead of text? So past experience has taught us that some topics are rather sensitive, and if we get a really grumpy ex-admin who takes screenshots and is like, "Rah, look, they talked about this, and I've cropped this in such a way that it makes them look bad, and I'm going to put this on Twitter," it's just shit show waiting to happen. So that's why, for sensitive stuff, this topic I wouldn't talk in T4, I wouldn't talk in T5, I'd be very cautious about talking about in T6. But for voice chat, it's fine, because it's very difficult to remove the context from a voice chat. So, Mackie's question basically revolved around, there was one person who joined who had a Zeta symbol in his name. For people who don't know, Zeta symbol is used by some people who are zoophile, which means they're attracted to animals, let's say, special people. And because of that, he suspected this guy was into that stuff and went on his Twitter and found posts that supported that kind of behavior. And he banned him as a result. And I was like, you know, I reviewed this earlier on, and I unbanned the person because that's not the correct ban. So I want to discuss here sort of how do we, you know, where do we draw the line with this sort of stuff? And why in this case I chose to unban him. So this one I would say wasn't actually that close. If you go on the guy's Twitter, which I did, I had a look at it, I'll bring it up now. Let me just grab it again. I fucking hate Twitter. It's such a pile of wank. So this guy, he's retweeted a couple of things. Nothing at all is explicit, and the most sort of forward thing that he himself has written is that he wrote "Happy Zoo Year, everyone" on January 1st. So although this person may have, let's say, questionable proclivities, he's not posting any illegal content, he's not retweeted any illegal content, he's not brought anything of this to our server. So we've sort of, in the initial punishment that was given by Mackie, this person was sort of tracked somewhere else and then bapped quite firmly, having not really done very much at all. So, yeah, this was too harsh. If the person had posted material like that within FV's servers, you know, say they posted a picture of them with their dog, then that's obviously insta-ban. Get rid of that shit straight away. But some person who posts "Happy Zoo Year" and retweets some safer work stuff from people who support zoo things, that's their business, it's their Twitter. As long as it's not anything to do with our stuff, then that's absolutely fine. I mean, his page is filled with pictures of dogs hugging. There's one thing of foxes humping each other with no people, and it's from an account that posts fox pictures. That's it. So yeah, that's why in this particular case he was unbanned. Generally though, Let's sort of step away and view this a little bit more abstractly. So why do we ban people generally? So we ban people if we feel that there's a risk to our community or to members of our community by having these people here. So if someone is into kids and they're an adult and they haven't done anything like the NFV, but we go on their Twitter and they've got all this, "Oh, I'm a minor attracted person," and or, you know, that sort of stuff. Then that would be a ban. Because someone who clearly engages with that kind of content is a potential threat to our members, because we do have children here. So we must take that much more seriously. Whereas, much as many of us might like to pretend, you are not a dog. And so some guy who says "Happy Zoo Year" is not a threat to you or anyone else. So really, when it comes to the pedo side, that's very easy. We say, okay, obvious threat, get rid of, super simple. the zoo side, there's no obvious threat for a start. And a lot of these people don't actually engage in that sort of behavior. We wouldn't ban, we don't ban Jara, for example. Jara supports what happened on January the 6th last year. He very much is a Trump supporter. We've got other admins who are pro-Trump and such, and they believe that what happened in the US Congress is good and acceptable. Whereas it's illegal, and there have been people sentenced to jail for what happened for the insurrection. So it's very important to sort of contextualize this and look at these people for what they have done and what they do, rather than what they necessarily support or what they like or what they retweet or such. In the case when it's not a threat to our community, that's a very important caveat. We should never forget about that. Also, you know, a lot of this stuff, you got to be case by case with this. It's very difficult to blanket this because there are always going to be nuances with personal things like this. But to some degree, you have to think as well, how far into someone's personal trove do you go in order to determine, well, they did this unacceptable thing 8 years ago on LiveJournal. Is that bad enough that we need to ban them? So use wherever possible, use common sense with this stuff. And ask for help if you're not sure, especially if you personally feel strongly about an issue. Like, I know some of you who are particularly strongly Democrat are really, really, really not happy with what happened with the Trump stuff. And if you had people who were just normal members who had the same views as people like Jara, you probably wouldn't be the right sort of people to assess whether or not they should be banned, because you're biased. I know you may strongly believe you're correct, and you may well be absolutely correct, but that doesn't mean that... It's sort of like, you know, when we take people to trial, we assess hundreds of jurors to make sure that they get a fair trial, and we ask them a lot of questions, and eventually we get down to 12 people who, as best as possible, are unbiased. Never get it perfect, we have to try. So ask for help if you need it. Do things case by case. And if you know you've got a bit of bias towards or against something, maybe step back and let someone else deal with it. You're never going to get in trouble because, you know, you asked for help or you needed some support like that. It's respectable. You shouldn't really be, because of things like conflict of interest, you shouldn't be presiding over things like that if you can avoid it. So yeah, hopefully that addresses that quite clearly. So Zero, you ask, is it a problem people be like, oh, I feel as is in the community? So yes, that is a problem, but here's the caveat, and this is quite subtle. Even if we banned every single zoo in the community, and that includes some of you guys, they still would say that. Remember that they say FV allows pedos in their community, and we do not, and we never have done. Not only that, but we don't allow that content, and we don't allow any zoo content at all. So these people are not saying these things from the sense of any kind of logic or analytical reasoning. They're saying these things because they get a reaction, and they get likes, and they get retweets, and that's what drives that. Also, I know I've told you about this, Zira, but about 25% of furries are into zoo stuff. And I don't have numbers on this next bit, but I guess maybe another 25% are okay with zoo stuff, or are okay with their friends being into it. Now, yeah, so for those of you who don't know where I got that number, I was curious about this about a year ago now. So what I did was I sneakily, I've got some channels on Telegram that are not linked to FV at all. So what I did was I created a basically a sneaky bot, and the bot, all it does is it tells me when someone tries to start the bot. That's its only purpose, that's its only function. But I put the link to this bot in these channels. They're just random furry channels, they post a lot and such. And I said that the bot is an anonymous place where zoophiles can chat with each other. And the logic being that I could then compare the number of views that that message got to the number of people who tried to start the bot. And then I would have a rough estimate of how many, what percentage of people who were in furry GIF channels were interested in that content. And it turned out that it was about 25%. I think it got something like 1,300 views, and about 300-350 people tried to join this invented place that apparently existed. So yeah, you know, it is 25% or so. You know, of course it's not all furries. I mean, 25% isn't all, but that's very significant. And not only is it just that 25% identify that they want to be in that place, there are a significant amount who don't want to be in the place like that, who are completely fine with people being into that. So it's not really got the same... It's weird because furry is not representative of society here. There's about 6%, even that's high, but believe it or not, 6% of women, when they go for a smear test, which is a medical procedure to screen for cervical cancer, they find canine adult, you know, canine adult fluid, let's say, on the pap smear. So 6% of general women are into actively doing things with their pet dogs. So society kind of has a thing here. And yes, furry is higher than general society. But this isn't an issue which is just tiny, sort of, you know, you might meet one person in a million years. You know, you think 6%, there's 20 kids in a class. That's one kid who's going to grow up and do that stuff in any classroom. That's, you know, that's more than the people who are gay, for God's sake. 4% of people are gay. So, yeah. Yeah, no, I was surprised as well, Liam, but yeah. You'd be blown away by some of the shit people write research papers on. But yeah, as much as anything, this is why I think within furry, you're never going to get away from it. No matter how hard you try to have any community which says, okay, yeah, we don't have any zoophiles. And you know, we've got, look how many people, we've got like 20 people in this voice chat. By just averages, there's, you know, we don't select or not select admins. We don't look into your preferences when we choose you guys. So on average, about 4 or 5 of you probably like this stuff. And probably, I'd guess, about another 3 of you are okay with that stuff, even if you don't like it yourself. So, yeah, it's sort of a difficult position, but I don't think that it's... I think it's just something built into furry. And if it really, really, really disgusts you and bothers you, I don't think you can escape it in furry. And I think your only recuse is really to just leave the fandom. Because it is, I mean, you go back 30, 35 years, the only furries were zoos. That was how it started. They, you know, yeah, okay, they liked cartoons and they dressed up in their animal costumes and such, but they were having, you know, off-the-grid parties in San Francisco where they'd get together and their dogs would get together, and that's what they did. So, yeah, it definitely has that that seedy history to it, but I don't think there's any way of hiding from that reality, and I don't think it's ever something that you're really going to change. Fundamentally, if people have some kind of innate attraction to anthropomorphic animals, it shouldn't surprise you that a greater proportion of them than the general population have an attraction to actual animals. That should just come as disturbingly expected, but expected. You should try to remove personal disgust from it, because that's reality. And yeah, we absolutely get rid of everything like this that we see within FV, and we always will do. As far as I'm concerned, UK law is what I have to abide by, which means that if any of that shit's... It's completely legal to view that stuff, it's legal to produce that stuff in the UK, so if any of it's posted by UK law, it has to go, and that there's no way the government's going to relax that. So don't worry about that. You're never going to have to deal with having to view that sort of material there. That's a fairly frank discussion on that, but I think it's important to sort of lay this out that, you know, we keep our own house clean. And
Simba, I know this is important, but just so people are aware, I think there's a little mini raid. I think all three of those are trolls. So just
Is this in Admin New Joins? Are they all?
They all joined very close together. Wolfuwu, Pokey, I'm welcoming, and Starfangs just grabbed Travis, but I think they might be trolls, so just keep an eye on the general people.
Okay, all right. That's sort of what I'd say about it. And it's not quite like that, Xavis, even. So... Xavis, in fact, I'm going to delete that because that's the sort of thing which, again, could be quoted out of context. I'd really advise you guys not to type about this stuff because, yeah, you're just asking for trouble. If someone does have a Twitter and you know about it and they're posting pictures of them with their dog, then that's a problem. And that's a legal problem. You probably should report that kind of thing, certainly to Twitter, and if not to Twitter, you should report it to the police. That does warrant some sort of action being taken, or at least some sort of discussion being taken, probably some sort of action, but at the very least discussion. That's a whole different category to some guy just saying happy zoo, yeah. You see the difference. But yeah, I think as long as we exist within a subcategory of society whereby a quarter of the people want to screw their dog, and 20% of people are okay with people who do that, I think you're just going to have to suck it up and say that's just the society, the subsection of society we've chosen to exist in. And it's not comfortable. But at least being presented with the numbers and the facts as they are allows you to sort of see what you're dealing with. And if I know some of you really don't like it, and you're perfectly entitled not to like it. It's grotesque. So there's no surprise that a lot of people are really bothered by it. But that's a personal decision for you to take. And this is not an FV issue, and it never will be an FV issue. We have zero tolerance for this stuff within our community. But if you really don't like it, you need to consider your position within the fandom, because the fandom is not just going to change because some people on Twitter are like, that guy's a zoophile, report him. No, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, maybe think about things carefully if you're really struggling with this. Because I don't think it'll ever go away. Who knows? Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe 10 years from now, there won't be any. I can't see it happening. But who knows? Yeah, I don't want to talk too much more about this. But yeah, hopefully that gives you guys enough context. But more than anything, I hope it gives you a little bit more confidence that if you're not sure about something, ask for help. And if you're biased towards something, you feel strongly about something, be it politics or whatever else,